Express yourself.
And good morning. This is Friday Morning Talk Line. And this is Joe Moses. I am solo today. I'm by myself. Diane is probably at her job teaching. So again, this is Friday Morning Talk Line, where the show is driven by you, the callers. And yes, we'd love to hear what you have to say. Phone numbers here to give us a call are 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954, or you could always email us at radio@kyk.org. Good morning, everyone. I hope you're all doing good this morning, and I hope you're staying warm and cozy, and hope work and play and home is going good. So, phone call, email, the one and only John.
Yeah, hi. Hello?
You're it.
Oh, good, I'm on there. You all alone there?
Sounds like it.
Oh, well, good morning to you, Joe.
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. You know, I was reading in the Dark Discovery about the bison that was let go in Shagel. The guy caught one illegally down in Quinnahock there. Imagine how far they migrated. And they probably all over here in Western Alaska is going to tell people, leave them alone, you know. They're just... They want to, the fishing game put them here for a purpose, was to let them multiply. By killing the, each one of them, you're depriving the people of their feed. One day, one of these days, these things will let, bison will be so many around here that they'll have an opening. You know, let's just wait for that process instead of going out and killing a strange looking animal. You don't even know how to butcher it, don't know how to skin it, and you know, it'd be strange if you ever seen one first time in your life. You should leave them alone. And I hope the guy that caught one illegally, I hope they give him the maximum sentence so he can set an example of how people think of the wildlife here. They want to conserve it, not and preserve it, not waste it. You know what I mean, Joe? Let people build these herds up so that one of these days we can all go out and have one of these things. Let them build, because they're like moose. They calf two to a bison. Sometimes rarely triples, like moose do, you know. So let them herd up and let them build up. Don't go out and shoot them, please. Fishing game here, put them here for a purpose, for in order for us for to conserve on that rather than lose it. You know, that's one good thing about fishing game. They think of the people here, too. Not only do they follow the rules and regulations, but they think of the people at their needs also. So that's a good thing about fishing game. And other than that, please don't drink and drive, and it's a real nice day out there, and if you're going on the river, watch out for the overflows, because there might be dried up now, but the shell ice is really could make you crash really easy, too, like grip ice, you know? So, anything else, Joe?
No, I'm just, I do have a pet peeve with the city of Bethel.
Oh, I better let you hear it out later.
No, I was going to tell you about it if you want to listen.
Met the other callers here. I don't want to deprive anybody.
No, there's no other callers. If there was, I'd let you know.
Okay, can you make it quick?
Sure. When you provide a service and you pay your bill for the service they provide, shouldn't they notify their customers if there's something going on within the entity?
Another entity?
No, within the with that entity that you, like, you know, I pay for my water sewer.
Yeah.
I paid on time. I paid every month. And then I'm on a schedule. You follow me?
Yes, I am.
They should follow the schedule. But there's a problem. You know what the problem is?
No.
They're short-handed on drivers, and they need help. And anybody out there looking for a job, wants to make some money, needs to pay some bills, need a supportive family, go to the city of Bethel, get an application, and go apply for water sewer truck driver. They need help. You know, I'm not going to say that is the excuse. That is the excuse.
You
can't help it if they're shorthanded.
Well, they need to go, like you said, people need to go notify themselves and let them be eligible for being a driver there.
They should notify us customers, hey, you're going to be a day late because we're shorthanded.
Yeah, they should do that.
I mean, that's common sense in any business, right?
Yeah.
So I'm just venting, John. Thank you for listening.
You probably have other people venting the same thing. And another thing I want to bring up real quick, you know, Peter Twitchell brought up an article about the elders' driveways needed shoveling and all that, and they need emerging places. Why not get a hold of Turner Center? They got people there that are waiting for work. Let them go volunteer their time and opportunity to help elders.
Yeah, no kidding.
And if you have an emergency call, you have certain people, you can take them out there and shovel their driveway and stuff like that, you know. Let the people who are in the correctional facility help the people so that they can help themselves.
Yep.
You know, it's a realization game. So I better let you go, Joe. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, don't drink and drive, please, and watch out. It might be slippery. If you're going somewhere, tell them people where you're headed to so that you can make it home safely. Okay, Joe, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Good morning, Herman.
Hello, good morning, Joe.
How's everything upriver?
Oh, pretty good. I'm glad you're out fishing. They say the ice is about 5 feet thick, and we drove the cars, got boiled off the snow, so hope we'll have a safe breakup. But it's good to see things going back to normal. My grandson, Ethan Morton, is going to play ball down there in Bethel at junior high, so welcome your other teams. You know about them bison, one of them happened to wander far away, but anyhow, that's good day finding out that them bison are staying together with moose, you know, and when the wolves, they protect them. They take care of the wolves cause with their short horns, the way they act, you know, but they're finding out when they introduce bison, it increases the moose supply, so that's right, you leave them alone and person will be able to hunt. It kind of fits out what I'm running for, that Federal Subsistence Board, and if we can introduce reindeer too, you know, they still have corrals. Boy, that'll be good, another meat source for our people, our region. Even muskox, there's a herd across here, maybe 10, 20 of them, so they're increasing, so, you know, praise the Lord, we're seeing all these improvements. Reading, I'm calling is about what our legislators are doing in Juneau about our permanent fund taking away half of it. You know, some people in Lyman Hopkins region are pretty poor, you know, taking away like $10,000 a year from them or $5,000, that puts a lot of them below the poverty level. And yet, you know, Lyman and them, last year they made over $135,000 from per diem and everything. And that's counting all their staff too. And yet they're taking away our permanent fund and spending on things like that. You know, you should help out and call this recall petition, get involved, get copies of it. Go to www.facebook.com/save the PFD. And get a copy. We need to show to people that's not theirs to take. You know, we never get a chance to vote on it. But, in scripture, say when the leaders are kind of corrupt, it don't work out good for the people they are supposed to help. And it says about, you know, when did I see you poor, or when did I see you, you know, what the things you need and try to help you, and they could be asked the same thing. He wants even more money now, this governor, if you see him on the news, you know, so they meant it when they said, be glad what you have, be glad you don't take it all, you know. Get involved and help your fellow Alaskans, especially those who really need it. Okay, Joe, have a nice day, and be safe traveling, you guys.
Okay, you have a good day, Herman.
You too.
All right.
Bye.
Okay, Helen. Good morning, Helen.
Good morning.
Long time no hear.
I'd like to talk about suicide, because every life is important, and we had two suicides in Bethel recently.
Mm-hmm.
There's different types of depression, and I've been studying them, and one of them is chronic.
Mm-hmm.
Loss of appetite, oversleeping, overeating, fatigue, extreme sensitivity to people who are saying no or being rejected. Their mood swings, and sometimes it worsens, sometimes it improves. You have someone you love that's doing those things, you know, get help for them before it's too late, you know. We all go through some kind of dilemma, and suicide is something that's very serious. Sometimes bipolar or maniac depression comes in when it gets too serious. You may be sad, lonely, hopeless for days. It lasts longer and is disabling. You know, it's preventable. You can help family. You think they're going through that? I list things that I made up for, to help yourself. Do five positive, helpful things meaningful for you, for someone else. Be with people who makes you happy. Avoid people who are negative. Appreciate your health if you are healthy. Even volunteering somewhere can help. Being around people at least will make you happier. Listen to 7 good things about yourself from someone who cares. Forgive yourself, others, let go. Take time to be yourself. Be patient. Throw away any regrets. Eat good and exercise. Take long walks. Learn new language. Read spiritual. Love God. Smile. But I have so much list, I don't want to get into those. Let your light shine. We all have a light that shines. But one thing I wanted to talk about is dogs. Two of my grown kids over the years have been bitten. I've been bitten here in Bethel. We always have stray dogs, and I don't understand why Bethel can't hire a 24-hour person who knows about being vet and about dogs and rabies. And the city of Bethel needs to hire someone to do that. Even if they're dog catcher, that'd still be taking their time. And for the city of Bethel to make all this money, I think that's one of my suggestions. That's all I had to say.
Thank you. Again, the phone number is here to give us a call, or 543-5985-543-2756. 1-800-995-8954, or you could always email us at radio@kyk.org. Phone lines are open. There's nothing shining on the computer for email, so give us a call. Tell us what's on your mind. If you have any gripes, complaints, pet peeves, anything, so give us a call. I don't have a basketball schedule for today and tomorrow, but I understand there's some basketball games going on at the high school. Maybe if somebody up there is listening at LKSD, give us a call. That would be great. Good morning, Alan.
Hello.
Good morning. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Joe?
I'm doing good. You staying warm?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
I want to talk about this this gender pay gap lie. That's what it is. It's essentially a lie that the men are paid more than women.
Uh-huh.
Is that young lady that just answered the phone get paid the same as the manager at the station?
I couldn't tell you other than.
I bet she doesn't, but I bet that's because she doesn't have the experience, the education, or the experience that he has. They never bring up the experience working the same job. Being hired on the same day, never taking time off to have a child. They never bring up those issues.
Uh-huh.
They just say there's a gender pay gap, but they can't prove any facts. If they know of a woman that gets paid less than a man for doing the same job, has the same amount of training, same amount of experience, the same amount of time on the job, well, that's against federal law. Have they turned it into the Labor Department? Well, no, of course they haven't, because they have no proof that women are getting paid less than men for doing the same job. As long as everything else is equal, they are getting paid the same. And let's put it this way.
Okay.
What does the female teacher in the classroom, the LKSD, why should she get paid more than the male janitor? If that's the premise, I mean, everybody should get paid equally. Why should the clerk at AC get paid the same as the guy that's out there freezing his butt off on the North Slope? If that's the premise about equal pay for equal, I mean, equal pay, because they're not doing the same job, they don't have the same experience. We're hired on the same day. It's a false when you say that. Well, I guess they call it fake news nowadays, I guess, instead of outright calling it a lie. But they don't have any facts to support that women are paid less than men for doing the same job.
I'd like to know where they come up with all these stories without stating the facts first.
Well, because it's an agenda. They have an agenda, but they don't want to explain the agenda. They want to lie to us, and they think, well, people are stupid enough to believe those lies. Well, evidently, I guess there are people stupid enough to believe those lies, but they don't have any facts to support their lies.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
Thank you, Alan.
Yeah, have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Shaddy? No? Yes? Good morning.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
I can't complain. I'm not as good looking as you.
I appreciate it.
I'm trying to make your day there, young man.
Yeah, you definitely did that. Plus, my phone's ringing. So.
Oh, don't worry about your phone. You're on the air. Come on, live in the
okay,
color.
Okay, this is Shaddy Robbie from the YK Fitness Center, just giving the weekly announcement. Just a reminder that every weekend, including Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, is half price to the pool. So this includes today, tomorrow, and Sunday. So if you're looking for something fun to do at a relatively cheap price, come on over. The YK Lifesavers organization covers that cost very generously. So if anybody wants to help out in funding the YK Lifesavers organization, please reach out to Bev Hoffman. They're always looking for help. Our swim programs and group fitness programs are still kicking. So as Joe knows, I saw him at judo last weekend. Judo is every weekend, Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. and Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. So if anybody is looking for something to get the kiddos involved in the community, please come over to judo tomorrow right around 12:45, and we'll get you registered, and then you'll jump in that 1 o'clock class. Our other ongoing programs include yoga, aqua zumba, cycling, water polo, and ballet. Yoga classes are actually running Tuesday nights, 7 p.m. to 8:15 p.m., and Sunday mornings, 10:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. All of our swim classes are closed currently, so you can't register, but we have another opportunity the first weekend of March. Our new classes are going to begin, so if anybody wants to get their kids in swim classes, be prepared for the first weekend in March. Our Kids Watch program is still kicking, so if anybody has some kids that are potty trained, and need someone to watch them if they want to get a workout in, bring them over to the facility and ask about the Kids Watch program. We're still seeking personal trainers. Our personal training program is off the ground. We have one personal trainer currently who is looking for clients. So if anybody is interested in getting trained one-on-one by one of our personal trainers, please come over to the facility. And if you have any experience in personal training people, come over here. We'll employ you, pay you some money, and try to get you on the staff. That's pretty much all I have today.
Okay.
Joe, you got any questions?
I'm still waiting for you to sign up for judo.
The offer is still on the table, Joe. If you sign up for judo, I will sign up.
That means you got to pay my entry fee and everything.
The entry fee is non-negotiable.
Boy, you're a tough guy to deal with.
Yep, that's how I operate.
Must come from your mother and father's side. I won't say which side, but sound like you're doing pretty good.
I appreciate it. And just another little plug. I coach 7th and 8th grade basketball here, and we have a tournament this weekend. So starting tonight at 4 p.m., one of our Bethel teams will be playing. Another Bethel team plays at 6 p.m., and then a final Bethel team plays at 8 p.m. So if anybody wants to come watch some basketball, there will be some basketball at Bethel Regional High School tonight.
Starting at what time?
4 p.m. is the first Bethel team. 6 p.m. is another Bethel team, and then 8 p.m. is our last Bethel team.
Okay. Do you know what teams have come to play? Offhand?
Yeah, I think... I'm still relatively new to pronouncing the village names, so give me one second. I'll find out for you. I know we play Antioch tonight, I think.
Okay.
There's a bunch of other village teams coming in, so here we go. Antioch, Calsag.
Calskag.
Akichuk.
Akichuk.
And then our three Bethel teams. And Gladys Jung's playing in it as well.
Okay,
so four Bethel teams total.
So starting at 4, then 6 and 8.
Yep. So, yeah, 4 o'clock will be the first Bethel team playing. The first game actually starts at 2, but that's Akiak versus CalSag.
Okay. Sounds like you... So what do you think about being a basketball coach?
I love it. I love basketball. As you know, I'm in the recreation field, so I grew up playing basketball and had an opportunity to coach and wanted to jump on.
That's good. Maybe you give some group of kids that motivation you had.
Yeah, exactly. It provides good structure, and you're working towards something. So working towards getting to be a better basketball player, a better basketball team, I think is beneficial, especially in a young person's life.
Sound like you'd make a good teacher?
Yeah, I like to think I'm a informal teacher over here.
That's good. Keep it up, and don't lose sight of that.
Yep.
One of these young kids might take your job one day.
That's what we want, eventually, right?
Somebody got to give you a hard time there, young man.
I appreciate it, Joe. Every Friday I got to stay on my toes.
Yeah, there you go. Keep you on a straight and narrow.
Yep, exactly.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
Bye. Okay, good morning, Jesse. Good morning, you're on the air. Hello? You there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right, but I don't know if anybody else besides us noticed that our light's been off, you know, and for a long period of time. And I wonder if anybody from the light plant or somehow would explain to us or, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of a lot. Was your lights out?
I noticed somebody posted on Facebook we had our lights out twice in 1 week.
That's right, and they were kind of like, in the past, they used to be like maybe a few minutes, you know, but these two ones were like almost an hour, I think. So if anybody that works up there and let us know, these kind of things would be nice, you know.
Yeah, maybe somebody from AVAC's listening.
I hope so. And the other thing that I brought up before is the dogs, you know. Across here on the suicide boy, they travel as a, you know, team now.
Mm-hmm.
They're there to destroy trash, whatever you got around, you know. It's not even safe to play out because there's so many loose dogs.
Well, I'll tell you what, any loose dog on my property ain't going to be too happy.
You know, I got my BB gun ready. So, you know, they better not come across me because there's too many times. And I got grandchildren, you know. So if city got to do something about this, you know, they got alcohol taxes. What are they going to, maybe they should use that, some kind of tax to hire a dog catcher or something.
They're definitely collecting some revenue from taxes. There's no reason why we can't get a dog catcher.
And, you know, time and time again, you see in the Facebook, children almost afraid to play out. Mothers got to watch and even buy pit bulls or stuff like that. You know, that's, and nobody cares. But if we do hurt them, guess who's going to be in trouble, you know?
Well, you know, there's a city ordinance. You have to keep your dogs tied up or on a leash. And if there's a loose dog, that's not your problem. That's their problem.
Thank you, Joe.
So I would
I'll reload my BB gun.
I wouldn't worry about it. You're just doing what you have to do. I mean,
yeah, you're
protecting
many.
Your family and your grandkids, and your kids have a right to grandkids have a right to play outside.
Exactly, so, and the dogs are taking over.
Yeah,
plus taking over the by the dumpsters. You see some of them. Oh my goodness! You know, torn up by dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And these dogs know where to go.
Yep.
Okay, Joe, I thought I'd bring those up in Koyama.
Thank you.
You have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, Anastasia? Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
How you doing today?
Not bad. How are you?
Oh, I can't complain yet. I hope not to complain today.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day. The sun is, it's not too cold. It's not negative 49 anymore. So I'm here to talk about the Chillicothe Open House we have here, 313 Willow Street on the corner of Watson's Corner, right behind the legislative office.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we're here to enroll people who are eligible to become shareholders who were born after 1971, who are descendants of original Chillicothe shareholders, and who would like to take part ownership of the company so they can run for the board, they can vote on anything that we have, Chillicothe matters, but you have to, like, you can't be part of Doyon or Sea Alaska, Bering Straits, whatever, but yeah, we're here, there's food, we're going to have a couple presentations throughout the day.
So you're having an open house from what time to what time?
11 a.m. to 4 p.m.
11 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
You have a phone number over there they can contact you?
Yeah, 543-5420.
Okay. And so this is starting at 11 today.
It's starting at 11.
Okay, and this is for the people to sign up for, to enroll into Chillicothe?
Yeah, that is correct, yeah.
The afterborns and their children?
Yeah. Afterborns, missed enrollees. Yeah, you just need to bring your original birth certificate or a certified copy and know the last four of your parents' social and the year they were born.
Okay, great. Appreciate the phone call.
Yeah, you're welcome. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Again, there's going to be a Chillicothe open house here at Bethel starting at 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. If you have any questions, you can call 543-5420. They're going to, this is for the afterborns and their children. They could go sign up to become a shareholder of Chillicothe. And if I heard her correctly, you need a copy of your birth certificate and know your last four, your Social Security. So to all you afterborns, if you're going to need something to do today, and stop by the open house at Chillicothe over there behind the subway. Again, the phone number's here. Give us a call, or 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954. or you could always email us at radio@kyk.org. Phone lines are open. We still have not received one email. So if you can call, use your computer, laptop, or tablet. Good morning, John. You're on the air.
Oh, good morning.
How you doing today, John?
I'm doing fine. It's always good to hear you guys on Friday over there. Well, anyway, we should put somebody on the hot seat from Bethel, you know.
And
at least KYUK should have at least 1 hour of during the week. Put somebody on the hot seat for an hour.
Mm-hmm. You mean,
you know, somebody like that new city manager now, who's what's his name, Pete Williams,
mm-hmm.
and our corporation president over there, BMC, ONC. We haven't heard from them guys for a long time. It's at least live on KYUK.
You know,
we could put out all our complaints to them, see what's going on out there.
Mm-hmm.
Bethel has no news at all. Bethel has no business for its own. What's happened to the city of Bethel businesses around here? We got this Canadian business getting everybody drunk. And they don't care about it. Keep talking about these dirty natives, drunken natives around here. You know, Bethel should build something of its own so it could govern it. You know, not just let anybody take over that business because it's almost like synthetic stuff,
mm-hmm.
that alcohol. You could buy it in any kind of brand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, Joe, you know, it'd be nice, really nice to have somebody on the hot seat there so once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
For other than using an hour of this hour, precious hour right now that you guys have. You know, for everybody, it's really good hour. But find an hour during the week to put somebody on the hot seat so everybody can call in and see what's going on with our main jammers out there, you know?
Yeah.
All right, Joe, you have a good morning and have a good day. And, geez, what a nice sunrise.
Yeah, you too, John.
All right.
Thank you. Bye. Uh-oh. The other guy. The other guy, Fritz. Oh, no. Hey, Fritz, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Joe.
You're the other guy. The other show
guy.
Yeah,
I haven't heard to you in a while.
Well, you should listen more often.
Well, I've been working. What are you doing?
I work just like you, but I try to tune in on yours to see what you're grumbling about.
Oh, I got a couple of things. Get this off my
chest.
First agenda is responsibility. You know, no matter what we say or do, you know, alcohol is always going to be around. Everybody knows that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but we need to start, or the villages, leadership or elders need to start being more proactive, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Start teaching kid that's 21 or even better yet, even in high school, you know. Teach them the responsibilities of drinking. You know, it's a personal choice to drink. We're not going to make them stop drinking. We might help them out, but it's their choice whether to drink or not. But everybody needs to start being more proactive. You know, it's
mm-hmm.
time to take it. Take it into our own hands and start taking action. Be more proactive, you know. Go to the high school. Go talk to the children or the high schoolers that the effects of alcohol. You know, that's, you know, and if, you know, I'm with the search and rescue, but I'm saying this personally, my my own personal comments, you know. Everybody in the whole village, you know, they know about the liquor store, and there's going to be more liquor stores opening up probably this summer. But wait until you get home, and then start drinking. You know, it's, you cannot put a price tag on somebody's life.
Nope.
You know, we've been losing so many people that would have been prevented. You know, they'd still be alive right now if it weren't for alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
that was your first one. What's your second one?
The second one is the city of Bethel. I heard you earlier, and I cringe on it. You were partially right. It's easier said than done about applying for water and sewer truck drivers.
Yeah, because you need a CDL for one.
Yeah.
And then, you know,
CDL, and then the medical card, which costs about $200. And then the CDL alone itself, it could cost, I'm not too exact about the price, it's either $2,000 or all the way up to $6,000 worth just for a CDL class here at Lipnalvet. So, and then on top of that, if you live here in Bethel and want to obtain a CDL, that's almost impossible. You need a full-time job, or if you have, if you win a lottery, that's really possible. But if you don't have a full-time job or anything, there's no dorms available, you ain't going to get a CDL out here in Bethel. Not unless if there's a payment program or if you can buy a loan or something, which costs about, 3-4 months to get a CDL, maybe 2 months at the most.
Well, you know, if you at least try and make an effort, and if you notice all the people that have gotten their CDLs, that's a start. Like you said, you got to be proactive about everything, irregardless of what it is, booze, dope, drugs, alcohol, whatever. You know, like you said, everybody makes a personal choice, but when it comes to you trying to better yourself and you have an opportunity to get a CDL, I wish I had one, but, you know, like you said, when it comes down to the medical card, that's a big one.
Yeah, it's everybody wishes they had a CDL.
Mm-hmm.
I had a CDL, but I just lost it due to the medical card.
Mm-hmm.
It expired, and I...
Fritz, you should know better.
Well, I'm not going to argue on you, Joe.
Yeah, I know, but...
But, you know, a medical card, a CDL class, it all adds up, and... if somebody, you know, and then you have mortgage payments, your electric bill, your water and sewer bill, your light bill, you know, it's going to come down to about.
Hey, Fritz, you lit up the board.
$3,000 a month.
You lit up the board.
Okay, great.
They're calling.
That's what I'm here for.
There you go. Now I knew you were here for something.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I think that's about it. But. Be safe out there. Don't drink until you get back home. You know, just coming here to Bethel, even to Bootleg. Wait until you get home and then start drinking. You know, that's all we can say.
Okay, Fritz, thank you, and I appreciate your call, and you have a good day and a safe weekend.
You too, Joe.
Bye. Okay, Jim, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Joe.
What's on your mind?
Not too many, just a lot of people been missing Jim. But I just wanted to call in, you know, people, you know, worrying about me. I'm okay, you know. I know I've been calling in a few months ago, but I never get no response back, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I try to help out SWAM, you know. I keep hearing people want to talk about that you know, the racing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Get something going on with the community, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot I'm hearing is everything is focused on swimming pool, you know. We've got to keep the swimming pool going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's no fair that drunk people have to pay for the swimming pool, though. You know, it takes a lot to, you know, keep that place open, and the concession stands and whatnot's not going to help, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of things on my mind, you know, since I never called for a long time. But, you know, I just would like to get some response back, you know. First time I ever called is I needed help on finding my dad's boat.
Mm-hmm.
And we never did get nothing, you know. That boat can't disappear,
mm-hmm.
you know. And maybe I'm wording it wrong or something, I don't know.
Well, at least you're making an effort and you're trying, but...
I keep trying, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, I would like some feedback sometime, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if you have to read back and listen to what kind of cry of help I'm asking for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but people who worried about Jim, I'm okay. You know, I'll be okay.
All right.
You know.
Okay, great. Thank
and
you for your call.
And go Trump. No, we got a new president, right?
I don't want to even go there or talk about him.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't either. Yeah. You might get you. No, I could. Okay.
All right.
But you guys, you know, search and rescue and everything, you guys be safe out there. And, you know, we're here. We'll always be here,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. Okay, good morning, Herman.
Mm-hmm.
Herman.
Yes. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Well,
you're back on the air, Herman.
But I just had a call back after hearing Fort said that who says, you know, alcohol will always be here and there's no way to stop it and how many lives it's worth. Boy, that just got to me, you know. Back in the 60s or whatever, or... The people got fed up with how many lives were lost, you know, and they petitioned the alcohol board to close these liquor stores because if you look at it, where are the money's going? Canada? City of Bethel to pay for that expensive swimming pool? You know, and BNC? How could they do that to their own people? That's blood money. You know, so it hurts when you say how much a human life is worth, you know. So far, they made $2 million, or how many million? That's what that's worth to them. But look, what if 10 people died because of alcohol? Even them search and rescue are saying, gee, look at all, how much more these rescues we got to go on with drunk people, you know, and you talk about this alcohol. People get fed up. It burns me up when people like Fritz say there's no way to stop it. There is a way to stop it. Only a few votes on that Bethel City Council made them start doing this. It's bootlegging by these corporations and these companies that don't even have a place in Alaska, you know. That's what really gets me. And I got asked Mother Swimming Pool, they should do an audit. Where all that money's going, you know, what it's being spent on, and who's all behind it. It just has to stop. It's not only the people dying. It's all the broken homes and the fights and the stolen snow machines and every bad thing you can imagine that alcohol brings. Because one elderly lady, I forgot her name, she say, us native people, you know, alcohol, you can't really handle it. Once they start, they can't stop. So that's what I got to say, you know. You people promoting alcohol, you got to think of all the broken homes, all the... If one person dies, that affects maybe how many people? 10 people? 10 of them died, it's 100 people that are affected the rest of their life. That if people get fed up, that has to stop. So some council should consider petitioning the alcohol board to end this. It won't stop alcohol. They'll still be able to order. But stop them bootleggers. Don't... make money off what hurts the people, your own people. And those who promote it on the radio saying
I don't like when Fritz say, wait till you get home. Well, I go home and get drunk in front of your kids and beat up your wife and do all the bad things. No way. You know, alcohol is bad no matter where it's drinking at. Those are my comments. You know, we really need to pray and ask God to help us. It's hurting our people, this thing. Okay, those are my comments. Goodbye.
Bye. Okay, Mike. Good morning, Mike. Hello?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is Mike calling from Mackayack.
Long time no hear.
Yeah, long time no hear. We've been busy up here with a couple of young people that passed on. And we're going through a lot of tough time, and I agree with Herman that it affects the whole region and not just our families and and everybody else. So, you know, I just living up here and trying to, you know, advance sobriety for so long, for many, many years. And I made a commitment that I will never touch alcohol for the rest of my life. And it's been like 29 years. And, it can be done, and but the effects that we're dealing with is very very hard. And the reason why the region closed the liquor stores before was because the generation of young men and young people that died. And and when the Alcohol Beverage Control Board was in Bethel, we tried to tell them that. And Akiak Native Community's position was not to open the liquor store until such time that the 56 tribes sit down and plan this out, because there's dry villages around Bethel. And our recommendation was to have the people decide on what, how we're going to deal with the issue of public safety, how we are going to deal with domestic violence that is associated with alcohol, and also how we are going to, you know, manage our lives here in our villages. And one thing that a couple of things that positive things happened, that Anvik tribe had an agreement with state of Alaska to manage the misdemeanors, and I think that was a very good move on part of Anvik tribe to start managing the misdemeanors at the local level with their tribal court. In light of all of these things that are happening, I just wanted to let everyone know that the Yukon-Kuskokwim Intertribal Conference is being worked on to happen March 8, 9, and 10 at Bethel, Alaska, at the Yipit Pichereahite Center. And we're going to be inviting Lieutenant Governor Byron Malott and the Attorney General. And also we're going to be inviting the YK Behavioral Health. We're going to be inviting the District Attorney of this region. We're going to be inviting the state troopers and all of the 56 tribes, and also the village corporations, and because it has to do with the land and the jurisdiction that we are going to be discussing about. So the plan would be, in light of Senator Hoffman's Senator Hoffman's proposal of a borough for energy purposes and other purposes, and the regional tribal government constitutional government that has been worked on for many, many years, that will affect the region, and also the issue of domestic violence, alcohol control, and all of these issues. So I think it is time for people to gather and to discuss all of these issues in an open forum. So that's what we're hoping that it would happen. So we're tentatively working on gathering all of the folks that are affected and the people that are working on them with data and statistics. But I think March 8, 9, and 10 in Bethel is a good time.
Okay, Mike, I do have more callers, and I appreciate your information, and please continue to listen and give us more updates as we...
Yeah, be sober and don't drink that alcohol. It's not good. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, good morning, Patty. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Good morning. You're on the air.
Hi, my name is Patty. I'm calling from Trothbrook.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to call and voice my opinion and concern in regards to the Senate Bill 18 that Lyman Hoffman, our state senator who represents the Chula region.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to call and say, you know, I really felt like he went behind our backs and supported this bill and brought it to legislature because, you know, it was voiced in many news articles and voiced in many meetings in Bethel and in Aniak and in our region, especially in the Kuskokwim Corporation region,
mm-hmm.
that people didn't want this, that there wouldn't be enough revenue from Donlin for this region-wide borough. And I feel like in the article that Alaska Dispatch News posted in the beginning of this week,
mm-hmm.
he stated that it would be more money for the whole region instead of just certain villages. And that quote right there, I feel like he was mainly talking about, you know, the Kuskokwim Corporation region, our native corporation.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that TKC was going for this borough is because, for one thing, that would be the more feasible thing to do for on Donlin's part, because they would be able to afford what it's called the payment in lieu of taxes, mm-hmm. the PILT.
Mm-hmm.
And if there was a region-wide borough, you know, the Donlin PILT wouldn't be able to fund the whole borough. We would have to do most likely tax houses, businesses, you know, the tribes, cities. I mean, there would be no more cities, but, you know, there would be, everyone would get taxed. Elders who worked 30 years to own their homes, they would have to pay annual taxes, and if they weren't able to pay that, elders who live here would no longer keep their houses. I mean, that's a big possibility, and I think that's completely outrageous. Those were very, very voiced concerns from our region. And then another thing I wanted to say is, in that article it stated, I don't know if it was Lyman's quote or the author's quote, they said that this is one of the poorest regions in the state. We're so poor that we have to live off the land, fish, meat, you know, berries, roots to live. They made that sound like it was a derogatory term. They made it sound like we're so poor we have to live off the land, and that is the exact opposite. We are so rich in our culture in this region that we do live off the land. Those are cultural and traditional values that we should be proud of. I mean, I'm 32 years old, and I am finally learning how to live off the land, and I am proud of it. I have my grandma, Sophie Sakar, to thank, my mom, our community, Chwaspalak, who they hold they have cultural permits that they apply from the fish and game. And once a year, they apply to get a moose to teach the kids how to take care of it. And we are very thankful for that, and that is something that we shouldn't be ashamed of. I understand that we have a financial crisis in this region, but that part right there should not be looked down upon, living off the land. That's something that, you know, we should be proud of.
Well, you know, Patty, I couldn't say it any better than you, but, you know, I agree with you, and my biggest problem is it comes down to politicians, and I don't like politicians. I don't care for politicians, and some are good, some are bad, but I don't like the dirty ones that, like you said, go behind your back and do things without your knowledge, and after the people spoke up, like you said, you know, it goes to show you who they're really working for.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's, you know, they forget what, my biggest problem with any politician, they forget where they come from.
That's true.
You know,
that comes down to the other point is, you know, term limits.
Yeah, that's what we need.
I don't know how long, you know, Lyman Hoffman's been there, but I personally went to Juneau last year to support the Alaska Food Coalition.
Mm-hmm.
And we were supporting Senate Bill 91 in one part of that bill that stated, you know, it dealt with recidivism. And one of the things it was supporting is people who are felons could not get food stamps. That's how it was. I don't know if it passed or not. But one thing that we're trying to change is for the people who are felons come back home and they have a family, that household would not be eligible for things like food stamps. And, you know, that's a big deal because that's, you know, that's penalizing the family, the kids who would really need that thing, so they wouldn't be able to be eligible for that. And so we went down to Juneau to talk about that, and we didn't even get to talk to him. He passed me in the hallway knowing that he had a constituent from his district to go talk to him, and he walked past me right before our meeting, and I had to talk to his assistant or his secretary. And it was, I just felt really offended. You know, it just goes to show, you know, people who have an important topic like that, I didn't even get to talk to him about it.
Wow.
So, and that's another thing I wanted to say is anyone who has any concerns about this proposed region-wide new borough, it's going to be a third class borough if it passes, you know, people can contact the legislature. I think I have contacts, but I don't have them on me right now. I think you can contact Click Bishop, you know, Lyman Hoffman, and there are other people. You can call them, you can write to them and voice their concerns, because, you know, if this borough goes through, if it's passed in a hearing, you know, then there's going to be really big changes in our area. I mean, I myself, I'm a home buyer, and if in 30 years I'm done paying off my house and I have low income and I don't pay my property taxes, if I spent 30 years paying for this house and I can't have it anymore because I can't pay my property taxes, that's a really big reality for our region.
Yeah, that's, you know, I feel for you, and I appreciate the call and your comments, and, you know, we need to spread the word that, you know, things like this need to be stopped, and we need to stand up for what we believe in, because no matter who holds that position, we're still going to do what we do, and only person that could stop it is the man above. But other than that, you know, this is why it's called the power of the pen. You go and vote and put who you think is best going to support you. But my biggest problem is people don't go and vote. They should vote. That you're registered to vote, go vote. One
exactly.
Vote makes a difference.
It does.
So,
but so that's all I had to say.
I appreciate your call. Good morning.
All right. Thank you. Good morning. Bye.
Okay. Roy. Good morning, Roy.
Yes. Hello?
You're live and in color.
Oh.
You got the floor.
Easy.
I was going to say the one and only bad boy Roy of the Delta.
Oh my! You know, I can't help but really applaud Herman. Herman, thank you. Boy, you made a point across pretty good. And Mike, thank you too. And the young lady that just called earlier, really appreciate that. You know, we got people like that come really against we the people. And when it comes to that situation where corporations are people, you know, corporations got big time money globally, you know, and there's few of them that got so much money that they can buy politicians to give and do and make policies that are in the best interest of corporations or people. And then that gets to be, the point I'm trying to make is, just like the young lady was saying earlier, it will require people actively involved in informing themselves with actually based, not this alternative facts that propaganda is being speeded out. It's not going to make any, we are not going to make any difference to our national interest of we the people in democracy unless we activate. But you know what about the new president? He is making a united front of people that want things done in the best interest of the people. It's kind of like a catalyst. It ignites because they fear so much. They fear so much that it gets them united for Bernie Sanders and whoever that Hillary Clinton would make the status quo kind of go at slower pace for them, for the people to realize that. But Donald Trump, he is kind of like igniting and waking up people in that area. And that's the, what I'm trying to say from thanking Herman and thanking Mike about that alcohol issue. See, I've been raised in an environment where alcohol is it's a big issue. No matter how much we try to have a good time, one part of the family within a community, when they are under the influence, it impacts us and affects us. And I consider my nephew that just recently passed on due to alcohol as being someone like myself, a survivor. But no matter how much we may try under the influence, We can't really think right. And it's good to hear people that make a point about drink only when you get home. But for us natives, we're not like the Jews and the Italians that got thousands of years ahead of us compared to the natives. Biologically, our makeup is nothing compared to their ability to tolerate and make a choice after one drink. They can easily say no. But for us, we don't have their history. So with that understanding, it really makes sense. We need our region to stand up and make a point to close these things that really impact our region. They can say and do, but if we as a region make a petition, just like Herman says, it can be accomplished. It's just up to us, just like our national politicians. With that, Joe, thank you.
Thank you, Roy. I just have one question for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Where was all this noise when we had bootleggers?
All those boys, when we got bootlegged, the big difference was the price factor.
We had nobody making noise, nobody grumbling, nobody standing up, nobody, whatever you want to call it. Uh-huh. And now we got a liquor store, everybody's crying. Why won't they make the same noise when we had bootleggers?
Well, you know, that's financially, if it's easier, it's more available. My, that's how I look at it.
Okay, Roy.
No matter how much I try not to be a drunk, I end up being worse than what I used to judge other people by. So.
Well, Roy, I'm glad you've been sober, and I'm glad you're standing your voice, and your opinion counts just like everybody else's.
Oh yeah, you too, and I appreciate the people that make their voices heard. God bless you all. I thank you very much and appreciate the day like this. Have a good day.
Good day.
Yeah, bye.
Okay, I can't pronounce this next name, but we got another caller. Good morning, you're on the air.
Good morning, this is Labola Fisher. I'm calling from Grislip. Okay. I'd like to say a very big thank you going out to Andrew Jasper, Ron Williams, and to all who stopped by us at Church Lujan. We were stranded in an overflow.
Uh-huh.
2 weeks ago, even though it was very cold, there was overflow inside church, which we didn't know about. But if I was friends with BSAR, it probably would have been avoided. I'd like to thank Patty, my niece, for adding me to BSAR. And travel safe, everyone. Goyana.
Thank you. And yes, the phone numbers to give us a call are 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954, or you could always email us at radio@kyk.org. We still yet to receive an email. I know somebody's got a computer. I know you got something on your mind. Send us an email. We'd love to hear from you. Boy, we've had all kind of calls about all kind of things. Bison, dogs, equal pay programs to benefit people, power outage, Julista, you name it. It's been happening. Okay, good morning, Roberta. Hello.
Hi, good morning, Joe.
Good morning. I'm glad you made it back. I'm not going to say from where or why the comments you made, but I still agree with you.
Yeah. Well, good morning. Happy Friday.
Yeah. Hey, tell your dad a big happy birthday for me.
Well, that's why I was calling. I was good. Calling to wish him a very happy birthday.
And your dad is?
David Trantham.
And who has been a great organizer and volunteer for the Bethel Territorial Guard Memorial Park.
Yes, he's been working very hard on that.
Well, I'm glad you have somebody to look up to like that wonderful man who's done an outstanding job for you and your family and for this community.
Yes, thank you. And I wish him a very happy birthday. He says he's 39, so...
I believe him. Don't take your dad for granted.
All right, Joe, you have a good weekend. And
yep.
Take care.
You too.
All right. Bye.
Okay. Stella, good morning, Stella.
Hi, good morning. I just want to call about, I know everybody's been hearing about, you know, people committing suicide. It's no fun. I know it's no fun to hear about it, or it's really sad and it hurts the families. It's no good to lose, you know, the loved ones. And I know when people drink, they don't know what they're doing. And another thing is, I noticed there's a lot of people. I know I've seen a lot of homeless people around, and I was trying to tell one of them, you guys should quit drinking this, and I was like telling her, what if God comes? You don't know. If God comes, then I guess she did not want to listen. And another thing is, when I was at the hospital, and so annoying, you know, how people would say, you know, they're hanging out with them at the hospital, and I heard one of this lady saying, like, since you're being seen, you should ask him for, like, painkillers, and next thing I heard her say, you should let me know so I could, you know, sell the pills for you, and that's really annoying. It's like being used.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really, oh my gosh, knowing how people could be like that. I mean, using people, say, it's just, I don't know, it's no, doesn't seem like a good friend. I'm glad I wouldn't want to have friends that would be like that, using other people just for their painkillers that they get at the hospital, and I know I've been when I saw that one of the friends and asked her I was like, "How are you?" And she's like, "I was trying to tell Carrie Black." One of our friends at Pets, I was trying to tell her, you should really seriously quit drinking, Carrie. You got kids to think of. And she's like, I'm trying, and I told her like this, well, me and my husband, we're sober, we're good, and our kids are happy, and I don't know, I guess she kind of listened, but she just walked away from me, and because I told her, you got to think of your kids, because, you know, I know they're our number one priority, and I was going to say like this, I was just trying to be a friendly and a good friend to help her out, but then, I don't know, she made her choice. But.
Okay, Stella, I appreciate your call, and I appreciate your comments.
Okay, thank you. Have a good morning and a good weekend.
You too.
Goodbye.
Okay, William. Good morning, William. Good morning. You're on the air.
Yeah, let's talk about Senate Bill 18.
Senate Bill what?
Senate Bill 18.
Senate Bill 18. Okay.
An act establishing a third-class borough in the Talista region.
Uh-huh.
So this act has 3 points. Point is property tax. Point number two is an energy infrastructure. And point number three is air quality. The borough could regulate air quality. And this sounds like it's tailored for the Donlin mine. And they want to build an energy infrastructure using the extra gas from the mine, which the mine doesn't have any gas yet. And from what they said at the hearings, there's not going to be any extra gas. But if they were to establish this borough in the Talista region, anybody that had a native allotment that had been improved, like a fish camp or somebody in Bethel that has a house, there could be property tax possible. And people should educate themselves about Senate Bill 18 and talk to your local senator about his bill. And it's very scary.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's what they're wanting to do, and that's what they're proposing with Senate Bill 18.
Yeah, Senate Bill was written. It wasn't written very well. They were just trying to get it in so all the senators could see it, but the school districts are around here. It would take the lower Kuskokwim, the middle Kuskokwim, and the lower Yukon and the Upiat school district and make them one gigantic school district based in Bethel. But the scary part is it doesn't say anything about education, but it's going to be based around the Talista and all the school districts. And I'm just worried about property taxes because the borough would have taxing authority and if whatever they wanted to do. And it doesn't have to do about roads or schools, raising money or roads or school. It's all about an energy infrastructure. And the only energy infrastructure would be the Donlin gas pipeline. And Donlin at the time said that they don't have any idea or want to share the gas. They'll need all the gas for their mine. And they don't have any contracts for gas. There's no gas in Cook Inlet for the gigantic 300-mile, 12-inch pipeline. So,
wow. Well, William, you are sure informative, and I appreciate your call. And if you have more ideas about this and would like to talk about it, feel free to call every Friday when we have our talk show.
I encourage people to go on the State of Alaska Senate webpage and type in SB 18 and read the bill and call your senator.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wilson. Good morning, Wilson.
Call your senator.
Good morning, Wilson.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Mann. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Yourself?
Hey, I'm good. I just wanted to throw a quick update on the river from Kasigaluk or Tundra Villages towards Martha Johnson. There's two overflow areas, one right by the bluffs and the other one by the sharp tundra turn between the bluffs and the Martha Johnson.
Okay. Are they marked, do you know?
They're marked, but very...
hard to see?
Well, some are hard to see, and the markers are very, like, spaced very far apart. The trail is well established. Just those overflow areas, mainly the one below the mouth of Atmoshlok, had water all over. Slow down in those areas. You don't want your undercarriers to get all icy.
Okay.
And reminding everyone to please file a trip plan with somebody that you know or your local search and rescue just in case something does happen out there in the wilderness or you know, in your travels. That's about all I have this morning.
Hey, Wilson, if you could call weekly, that would be great, and that will really benefit everybody, not just the Tundra Villages, but the people that like to travel to and from.
We'll do that, and or we'll try and do that. I'm not very good at tuning into the radio every Friday.
You just did a wonderful job. I couldn't have done it any better than you.
And as far as I know, the trail from Napakiak to Bethel is out as of yesterday.
Okay.
Okie dokie.
Have a good one.
All right. Stay warm. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good morning, Yvonne. Hello?
Hello?
Good morning, Yvonne. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Joe. Yeah, I finally got through, and I tried to call last week on your talk show, but you guys were done. And
well, you're
calling about the alcohol issue, and last week you guys were blaming the villages and saying that that was their problem. You and I know, we lived here long enough through them previous liquor stores, that our people have no control.
Mm-hmm.
And all what's happening, all the deaths, all the problems are coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And my sympathies and condolences to those that lost their loved ones. But you know and I know, it don't work here. And I also voted out no on the marijuana issue. And those that, elders that are smoking in front of the young ones, and you're saying that that's okay to smoke for them. It's a very addictive drug, and it also leads to hard drugs, that marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
And in closing, letting our people know in the surrounding villages, not all people are for that alcohol and drugs here. And big thank you for those that keep complaining, and we're going to do something about it. And Happy New Year.
Okay, thank you. Bye. Okay, good morning. You're on the air. Hello?
Yes.
You're on the air?
Yes.
What's on your mind?
Joe.
Okay, we lost that caller. We're going to another caller, Stephen. No, we lost him too. Okay, please call back. The phone numbers here are 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954, or you could always email us at radio@kyk.org. We do have a few minutes left. So, good morning, Stephen. Hello?
Yeah, good morning, Joe Moses.
Good morning, how you doing?
Stephen, it's been a while.
Yeah, I'm glad you called.
Yeah, I'm calling regarding that Senate Bill 18, the borough, which won't be good for this region. You know, if we don't make these decisions, I've been talking about forming a regional tribal government at least for the past year.
Mm-hmm.
And if we had, if the tribes had been more proactive and decided on creating a regional tribal government, this would happen because if a borough forms, it's not going to be good for the region.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying this is mainly focused on energy,
mm-hmm.
but it's going to be more than that. With borough comes all these types of taxations that can come along with it to one of the poorest regions in and economically, you know, we're not the greatest. But we do strive to live off the land. And, you know, that's part of our culture, which is great. And we make a mile, a dollar stretch a mile longer than what our counterparts do, you know. And to the tribes, I urge you guys to really think about regionalizing or form a regional government. And I think this past October, when the AVCP convention convened, they made the tribes made an ill-informed decision to do away with the 56th tribe, where they can decide to now what is a 12-member executive board, where they make the decisions. Ultimately, they're the powerhouse now. So tribes and tribal members like myself have no voice now. And the other thing I wanted to bring out was for more than a year, Bethel Native Corporation, you know, they were wanting to open this liquor store. They were pushing for the board of directors along with their president and CEO. Where are they now? All the money they were dreaming about is going to this Canadian company, AC. They're selling all the liquors, and over $2 million already went to a Canadian company. Why did they push for this liquor store when they're not even going to keep their liquor store open? It's not right when the Canadian company is taking all the money when Bethel Native Corporation was... Oh, they're still dreaming about those monies from these people. So that's all I have to bring out.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joe.
Mm-hmm. We do have time for a couple more callers. We're going to try to squeeze it in, so make it short and sweet, please. Next is Susan. Good morning, Susan.
Hi, good morning.
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah, I wanted to follow up. Somebody called about gender pay. Actually, the statistics I'm looking at are from YWCA in Anchorage, and they're located downtown, really close, like, to the Sheraton Hotel. And what they're looking at is statistics on equal pay or gender differences on same level of work, same job, same qualifications. That's how they divide it up. And there is a discrepancy. It's not that bad in Bethel, though. And I personally can say the jobs I've had, my male counterparts and me got, you know, roughly the same pay. And I worked hard for that pay, and I don't feel guilty about that. And but there are places around Alaska and different professions, too, that really do show that difference. And YWCA has the statistics, and there's also this magazine you can subscribe to monthly called Economic Trends. It's an Alaska magazine, and it's all about employment and businesses and economic stuff around the state. And you can get that for free, and they also have a website. There's magazines. There's copies of it at the job service. And so I just wanted to clarify that there is pay discrepancy. The statistics, look at the statistics that are really based on the same profession, the same qualifications the male and females working alongside, because there is a you know, Alaska is behind on other states with there is a discrepancy.
Okay.
And then I wanted to put a word out. Somebody called about power outages. I know AVAC's doing their annual meeting. I saw a sign for it. It's February 15th on Wednesday at 4 at the Culture Center.
Okay.
And we can ask them about the power outages. I think one of them was caused when somebody hit a pole.
Wasn't
their fault at all. That was the evening one that a couple nights ago I heard.
Okay.
Yeah, and then there's a movie tonight about global warming. I know some people don't believe in it, but just make an informed decision one way or another and look at the both sides of the issue, and that's going to be tonight free at the Culture Center. I saw another sign for that, and that's at 7. Doors open at 6:30.
Okay, great. Thank you, Susan.
Yeah.
I appreciate the information.
Yeah, and before, one of my projects I'm working on now, a lot of people wear glasses in this town. I don't know what percentage, but the Lions Club, we're going to collect old glasses. They go to, they get refurbished and go to out to people that need glasses around the world, because it's, but we're going to do a glasses collection drive at the February 11th Saturday market.
All righty.
Bring all your old and used glasses there.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, have a good weekend.
You too.
Have a wonderful Super Bowl Sunday.
All righty.
Bye.
Okay, we do have time for one last call. Nick, good morning. Yes,
hi.
Please. You're the last
good
call.
Morning.
Go for it.
Yeah, I've been looking at and wanting to end up saying something about money. You know, this whole thing that we're looking at with Don and Gold and this weirdo thing that's going on is we're I'm wondering how important it is to the senators or the big governments that's going on with talking for the people or going and helping the people. To me, it is where who is getting the most money out of everything.
Mm-hmm.
If this Donovan thing goes through, then it closes. You know, the only people that's going to be getting money is the people that's there, or even this bureau thing that goes through. Who's going to be in charge is the people that's in the big seats. So, and that's, you know, it seems like everything in this world is, you know, yeah, I know money is important, but with the people that's in the big seats, they want all that big money, and it makes them don't care about the people. They don't care about the people, the what's going on with the land. They'll just go with how much money they're going to be getting. Man, it's really upsetting. Yes, all the people should get educated, but there is people along, you know, the line that's not educated and don't know what's going on. And so, and most of all, it's people that's older and elders that teach us the way of life.
Okay, Nick, so, I appreciate your comment. And if you got more to say, give us a call next week, and we'd love to hear from you.
Okay, Joe.
Thank you.
You have a good weekend.
You too. Again, this has been Friday Morning Talk Line. This has been Joe Moses. If you're going to go out, please have a plan. Please don't drink and drive, and be safe. Express yourself.